All right, let's head on down to Australia now and spend some time with our friend of so many years, David John Oates, the man who literally established a new way of looking at humanity, humankind, and certainly the subconscious mind through his amazing discoveries in the field that he has appropriately named Reverse Speech, and his website, of course, reversespeech.com. The man, David John Oates, and he is standing by right now, I think. David, are you there?
Yeah, I am. How things, Jeff?
Good, good. And how are you doing? How's daughter?
Oh, she's doing great. Oh, yeah. She just gets better and better every day, you know. Nice. But, yeah, she's doing really well.
That's wonderful. Both girls are back at it then, huh?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, both girls are out at it. Yeah, yeah, she's out with Jay today doing something. She's a little miracle girl, we call her. Nice. She's come through such an incredible amount of stuff, all the thought processes are back, and memories back, and she's walking just fine. So yeah, she's doing great.
Just and we'll give her a hug for me, as always. We give both of them.
I'll
a hug
do
for
that,
me.
Please, Jeff.
Okay,
thank I'll
you.
Do that. Yes, I will. Yeah.
Now the view from afar. My friend, the view of the lunacy in Washington, D.C., the American government, as it is called, at least formally, we call it something else over here now, it's got to be distressing. You spent a number of years over here, you know the people, you know the kind of country this was, and the deterioration must be more than apparent to someone, especially like yourself, who really studies humankind.
Oh, yeah, it's deterioration is really apparent. You know, I'm going to be playing some reversals on George Bush tonight, and we see a George Bush who is facing a dilemma, who is making a gamble, you know, to quote his own reversals. He's not sure about the decision he has just made to send in more troops, you know, and you compare that to him back in 91, just after 9/11. He was very strong and resolute and sure what he was doing, but you can clearly see the deterioration in his thoughts and his direction based on the reversals I found. So we'll look at them as the show goes on.
For those of you new to Reverse Speech, I would urge you to click on David John Oates' name, go there, and how many examples up on the site now, David? Over 8,000?
Oh, there's well over 6,000 examples, and 6,000. You know, I'm uploading all the time. It's probably close to 7,000 now, I'd say. Plenty of stuff there to keep you interested, and anyone who's got any skepticism about reverse speech, just go to my website and have a look at the reversals, and I think they speak for themselves.
They certainly do. To tell it like it is, they speak exactly for themselves, and David's criteria and those of his students and those who have graduated and are practicing reverse speech professionally in the psychiatric field, psychological evaluations and so forth are obviously enhanced with this technology, but they have to be grammatically and syllabically correct. David has very strict criteria. Tell us about the criteria, David.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's one of the things that concerns me about reverse speech is there are a growing number of people, untrained people, appearing on the scene out there who literally are not finding accurate reversals. I've set a very strict criteria that must be followed. The consonant and vowel sound reversal must be clear and precise. The syllable count must be correct. The beginnings and endings of words must be clear and precise. I really insist on all of those grammatical factors to be present in a speech reversal. It's got to be clear. It's got to be accurate. Unfortunately, with the field of reverse speech, if you don't know what you're doing, it is possible to project into the gibberish, and I see a lot of people doing that and missing the very, very clear reversal.
Right.
And it's a bit of a concern for me, to be frank.
It is. It sullies the field, and it's unfortunate because people want to hear things, and sometimes they let their imaginations get the better of them, and then they stand on it and start broadcasting those completely inappropriate non-reversals around the Internet, and people can become concerned. And it's too bad.
Yeah, well, it is a big concern for me. And, you know, I had someone actually pay me a nice compliment this morning. We were talking about some of the other reverse speech researchers out there, and she said to me, you know, David, the thing I like about your reversals and the thing that really convinces me is that the reversals you find are always very clear. I never have any problems hearing them. You know, I throw out a lot of stuff, you know. Maybe only less than half of the reversals I find actually make it to a transcript, and then probably only half of those again make it to air or to my website. So I throw out a lot of stuff, and my whole approach is, look, accuracy is the most important thing, you know. I'm not interested in quantity, I'm interested in quality. And when you're dealing with such a new field as reverse speech, there's got to be strict guidelines in place, and they've got to be followed until the field gets more recognized and used and studied more.
I wonder how many government agencies, intelligence agencies, and others are using reverse speech. Do you have any inkling about that? We know they are. We know they're very interested in it and have been for a long time.
Yeah.
You briefed them. You briefed the intelligence community on it.
Oh, yes, I did. Back in 91, I briefed the intelligence community on it and got very good feedback. They were all very excited. They were talking about, at that stage, of following through with their own research. I've heard nothing from that field personally for many years now, but there are consistent rumors that intelligent agencies are using reverse speech now. I can't confirm any of those, but boy, they certainly come out quite a lot, you know. And I did work for the FBI during the Waco siege, analyzed Koresh and did a personality profile for them, and they were quite impressed with that. So they're clearly aware of reverse speech, and like I say, I'm here consistent stories all the time about them using it, but I can't confirm any of those.
How many people are out sending reversals to you now? People submitting them all the time? And if they are, I hope you're focusing on this craziness here in Washington, D.C. You could never find a richer canvas upon which to explore and try to come up with material than what is offered on the so-called news. I mean, it just amazes me.
Yeah. Well, I have people email me reversals all the time. You know, I probably get a half a dozen or a dozen a week, different reversals that people have found. There's a lot of people out there who are really, really concerned with the direction the American government's currently heading in, and a lot of the emails I get are people expressing those same concerns. But there's a lot of people out there also experimenting with reverse speech, and every now and then I get sent a really good reversal that makes it to the website or to the air, you know.
Okay, Bush's speech. Okay. Did you get a chance to look at it carefully yourself, David? What are your thoughts about the man's face and his delivery? It is suggested that he appeared to be someone who was either focusing very intently upon the teleprompter or had been anesthetized into almost robotic mind configuration, so he would read carefully. I don't know. Who knows? We don't know. But that was a kind of a scary looking. Every time I see that guy's face now, it kind of makes me wince with concern.
Yeah, he has a really dispassionate look. you know, like the his surge speech last week was very emotionless, I thought. You were probably right. He was just probably reading a teleprompter, I would imagine.
Well, he was certainly reading that, but he appeared to almost have been drugged into a put on autopilot, as it were. I mean, there was just no emotion there. I mean, the man was disconnected, dispassionate, yes, one word, almost sociopathic in a way. I mean, there's just nothing there. It's weird.
Yeah, President Bush really concerns me. He really does, more than any other president America's had in recent years. I'm extremely worried about the future, especially in Iraq. You know, his latest reversals show that I don't think even he believes that the third is going to work.
Don't know if you noticed, we have a break here, but the CBS News reported that he's asking for 21,500 and that there are only 9,000 available troops to be sent. So there's a bit of a bit of a deficit there, and we'll see where they come up with the extra warm bodies to ship over there.
Okay.
All right. We have reversals with David John Oates of Bush's speech, his surge speech, coming up in just a few minutes. So stay right with us.
For serious illness in Asian hospitals and medical clinics for decades, far infrared technology is now available here in MPS Global's Brilliant Rainbow, the world's finest lightweight portable far infrared instrument available only at New Earth Health Solutions. Far infrared expands capillaries and immediately increases blood circulation. It greatly helps detoxify and promotes tissue and bone regeneration and brings wondrous heat and relief for arthritis. Far infrared stimulates the entire immune system, promotes the destruction of countless bacteria, viruses, funguses, and parasites, and increases critical body enzyme activity and metabolism. It's clearly shown to stimulate the cardiovascular system and is used for just that by astronauts during space missions. Our beautiful Rainbow Far Infrared instrument produces luxurious, healing, penetrating warmth through its exclusive, patented, high-performance carbon fibers of man-made diamonds. Take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com to see the Far Infrared Rainbow, exclusively at New Earth at the top of Rents.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 37.
Okay, back with David John Oates, live from Australia. All right, Mr. O, let's hear what the little man had to say in his surge speech. Oh, and yet another story just moving. Only 9,000 troops available. Sorry, W, you're not going to get your 21.
Yes, I saw that on your website this morning, and I chuckled to myself. I thought, that's interesting. It might explain some of the reversals I found. Anyway, all right, let's begin with George Bush, and we'll start off by playing a section of his speech forward. This is for the speech he gave on January the 10th. Here we go.
On September the 11th, 2001, we saw what a refuge for extremists on the other side of the world could bring to the streets of our own cities.
All right, now, he's talking about going into Iraq, of course, and increasing the troop levels, and he says backwards, this is actually a metaphor, but it's an important metaphor. I'm going to play it, then I'll read the reverse speech metaphor dictionary. But he says in reverse, we go with acid. Let's see if you can hear this.
All right.
We go with acid. We go with acid.
And again.
We go with acid.
Do you hear that one there, Jeff?
Yeah, is it we go with or we goad with?
Oh, that's interesting. Let's listen again.
We go with acid.
No, there's no D. It's
okay.
Go.
Yeah,
there's no D. Now, let me read you the from the reverse speech metaphor dictionary, the actual meaning for the word acid. It says a negative or destructive emotion, unresolved bitterness or resentment, also, this is very significant, to cause collapse or decay of a situation or event. So what he's predicting is that these troops are going to go into Iraq and going to cause more problems than what currently exists. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, and no analyst that I've talked to or read thinks that an extra 9 or even 21,000 troops is going to make any significant difference at all in Iraq.
No.
They're just more targets is all they are.
Right. Yeah, exactly correct. And the reversal acid, it's a destructive. The situation is decaying. It's getting worse and worse, and Bush is aware of that. Okay?
I agree.
Now, here he let's just play it. Here we go forward.
And there were too many restrictions on the troops we did have. Our military commanders reviewed the new Iraqi plan to ensure that it addressed these mistakes. They report that it does.
Okay, so he's saying that all the mistakes have been addressed, okay?
Yeah.
And he says in the verse, there is dilemma.
Here's dilemma. Here's dilemma.
And again.
Here's dilemma.
You hear that one there?
Yeah, there's a dilemma, all right.
Yeah, big dilemma, yeah. So he's saying he's speaking quite confidently forward. But then, in his reversal, we hear, hey, listen, there's a dilemma. Things are not as cut and dry as he would have us believe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we hear this next reversal, which is a bit of a stunning confession. Anyway, it is forwards.
So America will change our strategy to help the Iraqis carry out their campaign to put down sectarian violence and bring security to the people of Baghdad.
Okay, speaking fairly positively. But he says in reverse, hurt by Iraq.
Hurt by Iraq?
Hurt by Iraq?
Or hurt by Iraq?
Hurt by Iraq?
Mm-hmm. You hear that one there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. So he's telling us, hey, listen, this Iraqi situation has hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
We are going with acid. The situation is decaying. It's getting worse. We have a dilemma. We're trying to work through, and the situation in Iraq has hurt us.
Yeah.
Then, this dilemma that he's talking about gets even worse in this next reversal here. So let's run this.
Our military forces in Anbar are killing and capturing al-Qaeda leaders, and they are protecting the local population.
Huh.
And then he says, this is so fierce dilemma. So here we have dilemma again,
mm-hmm.
and he's saying it's a fierce dilemma. There's a major conflict here. Okay, this is so fierce dilemma.
This is so fierce dilemma.
And again.
This is so fierce dilemma.
And again.
This is so fierce dilemma.
And let's just run that whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. Here we go.
Michelle is not fulfilling his destiny. asserting that I find your threatening image for old men is a so fierce dilemma.
There, his lies at the very end there.
Yeah. Asserting that I find your threatening image for old men is a so fierce dilemma.
So, it's not only a dilemma, but it's a fierce dilemma.
Yeah, it is.
America has, America has been hurt by Iraq. The situation is decaying and getting worse, according to all the reversals on Bush so far. And here we have another reversal on Bush that communicates the same type of thing. Here it is forwards.
The terrorists and insurgents in Iraq are without conscience, and they will make the year ahead bloody and violent.
Okay, so they're without conscience. I'll make the year ahead bloody and violent. And he says, they hurry, you gamble in it. So the hurry, I presume, is the terrorists. And they're hurrying, they're working very quickly, and it's a gamble. He's taking a gamble here. So here it is. They hurry, you gamble in it.
They hurry, you gamble in it.
And again.
They hurry, you gamble in it.
And again. Terror.
They hurry, you gamble in it.
Did you get that one there?
Yeah, I did. That's very interesting. We got a few reversals out of him this time. Sometimes we don't get any out of Bush, but let's do that one again. Let's do that again,
okay,
David, right after the break here. Hold on.
Okay.
And that's very interesting. These are very, very telling, as it were. Back in just a minute with David John Oates, live from Australia.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and mental delivery covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Rather interesting reversals from George Bush, and as we've talked over the years, Bush is not the easiest tree to pick reversals from. He's usually a rather barren, but there were some interesting ones here.
Yeah, he's traditionally been notoriously bad in his reversals. I mean, the number I can find, I'm still not too sure why that is so. But yeah, we found a few here. I found about a dozen in that speech, so that's not too bad at all. So there we go. I've had some people just messaging me, tell me I'm going a little bit too fast, so I better slow down and play the rehearsals a few more times. So, all right, so let's do the last one again. This is the one we just played. Let's run it forwards.
The terrorists and insurgents in Iraq are without conscience, and they will make the year ahead bloody and violent.
And the reversals, they hurry, you gamble in it.
They hurry, you gamble in it.
There it is.
They hurry, you gamble in it.
And again.
They hurry, you gamble in it.
Mm-hmm. Let's run that whole track backwards and to see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Now out in the ego, they hurry, you gamble in it.
There it is. Yep, quite clear there amongst the gibberish.
And again, just not to be too repetitive, but let me remind all of you, these are all grammatically, syllabically correct.
Yep, they are.
David doesn't stretch any of them. They're there or they aren't there, and that's what it takes to make it on his watch.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Yeah, all right. So here he is talking about talking about his relationship with Congress. So let's run this.
We will form a new bipartisan working group that will help us come together across party lines to win the war on terror. This group will meet regularly with me and my administration. It will help strengthen our relationship with Congress.
And when he says it will strengthen our relationship with Congress, he says backwards, look, this is shallow.
Look, this is shallow.
Oops, let me play that again. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this is shallow.
There's one of them, and here it is again.
Look, this is shallow.
And again. Look, this is shallow.
Look, this is shallow.
Oh, there's actually a word before that that says
Rock.
Rock to Pishishilo.
Yeah, you're on.
Rock to Pishishilo.
Okay.
Anyway, what's this? David, hold, David, is he? We got a little delay here, folks. That's why we're talking over each other. But is that word before that Iraq?
Yes, that's what I thought it was. Let's run that again. Here's a reversal. Yes, it is. It's Iraq. Okay, so Iraq's on his mind, obviously. But his relationship with Congress is shallow. Or you could say that the whole Iraqi situation is shallow, or his approach to it is. It's a bit difficult. What sort of thing to place on that reversal?
Certainly open to interpretation there, but...
Yeah, that one is open to interpretation. Here, let's play the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear them up as you wish. Yeah, it was right at the very beginning. All right, now, here's a reversal that is destined for infamy, I think. This is a really telling look inside George Bush's mind. Let's run it forward.
And throughout our history, Americans have always defied the pessimists and seen our faith and freedom redeemed.
Okay, quite noble words, Ford. But in reverse, we hear him say, laugh, it's your war. I think he's talking to himself. Laugh, it's your war.
Laugh, it's your war.
And again.
Laugh, it's your war.
And again.
Laugh, it's your war.
And I think he's, I think there's a bit of a sadistic nature to him. Laugh, it's your war. Hey, listen, I've got my war here. I'm a happy man.
Yeah, I think you got it nailed. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. When I heard that one, I go, oh my gosh.
Well, he's psychopathic. This man's psychopathic.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can interpret from that reversal. It's he's chuckling to himself. He's got his little war. He's a happy camper. So let's run that again forward.
And throughout our history, Americans have always defied the pessimists and seeing our faith and freedom redeemed.
And here's reversal, laugh at your war.
Laugh at your war. Laugh at your war. Laugh at your war.
Yep, there we go. So, and look, here's another telling one too. This is, let's run this one forward.
Most of Iraq, Sunni and Shia want to live together in peace. And reducing the violence in Baghdad will help make reconciliation possible.
Now, I chuckled when I found this one. It's a bit faint. I don't know whether you'll hear this. His voice drops right down. He says, I help Dad.
I help Dad.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
I help Dad. I help Dad.
Wow.
There we go. That's what I found on George Bush. Not a confident man. When you compare reversals on him back in 2001, and people might want to go to my website and go look at the reversals in 2001. I actually painted George Bush in a fairly good light in 2001. He seemed strong and resolute, but no, a different George Bush now. He's certainly not strong and resolute now.
I agree. I've got an article. Excuse me, David. I have an article at Brents.com, written by Abbas Sadegian, I believe it is. Anyway, it's called The Neuropsychology of George W. Bush. It's up there in featured
stories. Oh, yes, I read that. It was classic.
Yeah.
I strongly advise people go and look at that article. Yeah.
It's excellent.
And I've got one on my website called Inside the Mind of George W. Bush, based on all the reversals I found on him. And that doesn't paint a very rosy picture of him either. So people can go to my site at reversespeech.com and read that article.
The man is, we know, David, on antidepressant SSRI medication. That's admitted. That's what we know about. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was admitted about a year ago by the White House Medical Corps that he was on antidepressant medication. Now, that's what we know about. So things to ponder. Back in a minute.
Yeah, well,
hang on, David.
Yep.
Yeah, be right back with David Oates.
No worries.
And his website, of course, is reversespeech.com. It's a magnificent monument to this field of study of the human mind, the subconscious, and the concept that we are speaking continually to each other, both forward and backwards. And the backward speech never lies. It always speaks the truth. Back with David and more after this.
Can a little ladybug sitting on your cell phone prevent cancer and other illnesses and save your life? Scientific studies have been telling us for well over 10 years now that cell phones are very dangerous to our health. Everything from headaches and hot ears to depressed immune systems and reproductive and brain cancers are believed caused by exposure to the microwave radiation generated by all cell and cordless phones. Now, exclusively at New Earth Health Solutions on Rents.com, the new ZeroPhone Ladybug will protect you and your loved ones by absorbing and modulating 97% of the microwaves radiating from your cell phone and penetrating right through your head and body, even when the cell phone is on standby, just hanging on your belt or sitting in your shirt pocket. Put a ladybug on your cell phone and cordless phones as soon as possible and rest assured that you're far safer than ever before. Take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com and click on the little red ladybug.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
David John Oates. David, you know, if we have a couple minutes here, if you have handy any of the other Bush reversals that that might be worthy to plug in here, I'd be up for listening to a few of them.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I can pull them up fairly easily. Let me, I've got so many Bush reversals. Actually, I do have a few. Here's one from 91. Remember I said he was quite strong in 91?
Yeah.
Let's play this.
Initially, the terrorists may burrow deeper into caves and other entrenched hiding places. Our military action is also designed to clear the way for sustained, comprehensive, and relentless operations to drive them out.
And here he says, I am avowed.
I am avowed.
I am avowed. I am avowed.
And if you remember when I played these reverses, you remember back that far on the air, I said, you know, Bush is going to go right in and not stop. And he was very strong. I'm avowed. I'm determined. I will go and do this. And that's exactly what he's done. Afghanistan, Iraq. But he's not confident. And here's another reversal on Bush that's very telling.
One of those who fell, Corporal Jason Malillo, spoke to his parents 5 days before his death. Jason's father said, he called us from the center of Baghdad, not to brag.
And this one says, may God burn us.
May God burn us. May God burn us. May God burn us.
Wow.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah, well,
that's what's happening.
You're burning an awful lot of young men and women over there, too, both American and Iraqi, and the oil of all ages. The number of people that Bush has liquidated or presided over the liquidation of since he spoke those words is now nearly 700,000 civilians.
Wow.
He'd be not proud, Mr. Bush.
That's scary stuff. That really is. Here's another very telling reversal on Bush. Oh, I don't think I've got that all here. Yes, I do. That's you remember how we played reversal earlier? I helped Dad. Here's another one of similar nature.
An act of war was declared on the United States of America.
And here he says, rule the planet, Dad. There we go. There's his father again. Obviously a strong influence in his life.
Yeah.
Here's a funny one. Yeah. This is a funny one from Bush. Here we go.
Today, the federal government Council of Economic Advisers released a report that estimates the bipartisan agreement reached this week can save 300,000 American jobs.
And this one says, Senate, they're all first-year losers.
Senate, they're all first-year losers. Senate.
No first-year losers.
And again.
No first-year losers.
So, he obviously doesn't have a high regard. Sorry?
No, I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah. He obviously doesn't have a high regard for the Senate or the Congress, even more so now that the Democrats have got control again.
Well, the story moved yesterday, or maybe it was earlier this morning. The headline was Bush-Cheney. Vow to proceed with troop deployment despite Congress. So they're basically telling the Congress just to shove off and forget about it and just go and do what they want.
Well, then I better play this reversal then. Let's play this. This just graphically illustrates what you just said. Here he is talking about working with the Congress.
Good time to get all this done. And we look forward to working with the members of Congress to get it done. I'll answer a couple of questions.
When he says we look forward to working with the members of Congress, he says, choke the blankers. I'll let you put that extra word in. Choke the blankers now. Here we go.
Choke the blankers now. Choke the blankers now.
Now, see,
that's not a reversal of...
No, that's not a reversal. That's Bush talking forward, in all likelihood, amongst any number of people out of camera range, and that's who the man is.
Oh, yeah, you get consistent reports about that, about Bush's language and his attitude and behavior off camera. And that reversal is very, very telling. And it makes more sense to the reversal when you talk about working with Congress, his relationship with Congress, where he says this is shallow. He obviously does not have a good working relationship, and he obviously has no respect for what the Congress or the Senate was. I mean, that's the only thing I can conclude from all these reversals on Bush. Here's another typical Bush reversal. Let's run this forward.
By aiding and abetting murder, the Taliban regime is committing murder. And tonight, the United States of America makes the following demands on the Taliban.
And he says, I must reveal the law.
Deliver to the United States...
Oh, sorry. Here we go. Let's do that again.
I must reveal the law.
I must reveal the law. I must reveal the law.
And that's what he's doing, imposing his will. This is what I want, and this is what you must do. And, Let me see, what else do I have on? I got quite a few on Bush. We can play many. Here's one not to do with the Iraqi situation. This is to do with retirement funds.
Retirement security also depends upon keeping the commitments of Social Security, and we will. We must make Social Security financially stable and allow personal retirement accounts for younger workers who choose them.
And this is a Big Brother type reversal. It simply says, and America wants her file on it.
And America wants her file on it. And America wants her file on it.
That one's pretty clear. And one more time.
And America wants her file on it.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear that amongst the gibberish.
As you can sir, where's not you? Sorry. And America wants her file on it.
It is quite clear there amongst the gibberish. And that's literally how reverse speech occurs, is once every few seconds, 15 or 20 seconds of normal conversation, you will hear this extremely clear phrase amongst the gibberish. You'll be running the tape backwards and suddenly, bang, it just pops out there as clear as day. And you know what? Talk about my strict criteria. This is one of the mistakes that some of the amateur reverse speech researchers making out there. They're not looking for those really clear reversals that pop out of the gibberish. They're trying to dissect the gibberish, going over and over the gibberish to make it seem like it's saying something. But for genuine reversals, you don't need to do that. They're quite plain and quite obvious and just pop out amongst the gibberish as clear as day.
They do.
Yeah. All right, so let's just review what we've played on Bush today. I'll just do the reversals only. So this is from his third speech again. First of all, we go with acid.
We go with acid.
So we played that one, and that's what they're doing. We go with acid. Then there is a dilemma.
Here's dilemma.
And then, of course, he says, hurt by Iraq. Play this one.
Here's the one.
Oops, sorry, wrong reversal. Try again.
Hurt by Iraq.
So he's going with acid or causing a problem. There is a dilemma. He's been hurt by Iraq, and this is a fierce dilemma. Reversal says, this is so fierce dilemma.
This is so fierce dilemma.
And then we hear him say, there's a gamble, this reversal. They hurry, you gamble in it.
They hurry, you gamble in it.
And again. And the most telling reversal, I think, is this one here. Laugh at your war.
Laugh at your war.
And again.
Yes,
so there we go. That's the George Bush surge speech reversals. Not a very confident, inspiring set of reversals that really makes you wonder.
No.
You know, especially life at your war. I mean, that's sociopathic. I mean, it's the only way I can interpret that.
Well, I don't know how else to view it either, David. And these are not good times. And I view the coming year as being one of a tremendous challenge to all of us to withstand probably the most vicious assault on our liberty and your liberty, too, in Australia. You're under a tremendous amount of pressure over there as well. Same things are happening everywhere.
Yeah, they are. And I tell you what, Australians are not very happy with John Howard butting up close to George Bush, and there's the average man on the street is extremely unhappy with the situation and Australia's involvement in the whole war. The news services over here talk about it all the time. There's a lot of dissatisfaction in Australia with John Howard's involvement in Iraq. So, you know, we'll see what happens next election when he gets back in.
It's 70% over here oppose Bush's policies. And,
really? Is it 70%? Wow.
Depending upon the poll. It's very high. And he's just telling people basically go to hell. He's going to do exactly what he wants and try and stop me. That's called a soft dictatorship at the very least.
Yeah, yeah, I must reveal the law. That's the dictatorship. I will do my will. It's really concerning, you know, and I mean, that America lost the, sorry, not America, the Republicans lost the Congress and the House in the last election. I mean, surely that should have sent a loud signal to George Bush, one would have thought, that this is not the direction America wants to go in.
Well, it's going there, my friend, whether we want it to or not.
Yep.
And we are going to have to continue to pay the price. Our young men and women are being sacrificed. Iraqis are dying. Depleted uranium has literally destroyed that part of the world forever. It's not going to be the same ever. Unless we someday invent some kind of science where we can go in and somehow neutralize the dangers of uranium, of the wide expanses of the environment, in the groundwater, in the air, and in the soil. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Hold on, back with David John Oates in just a minute. We're going to take a look at some more reversals next hour, and including revisiting some of the reversals that the primary suspect in that murder of the young high school girl in Aruba made, and we premiered them on this program with David last year. Back in a minute.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
USA Radio Network News, Dennis Martin reporting. The grand jury in New York has indicted Benon Sevan on corruption charges. He's the man then Secretary General Kofi Annan handpicked to run the United Nations Oil for Food Program in Iraq. Sevan is accused of taking at least $160,000 in bribes and kickbacks from Saddam Hussein. At the time the first reports of the scandal came out a year and a half ago, Annan's son was said to be deeply involved, which had Annan making public apologies.
I was not diligent or effective enough in pursuing investigation after the fact when I learned that the company which employed my son had won the humanitarian inspection contract. I deeply regret that.
Sevan has long insisted he's the innocent victim of an intense smear campaign. The parents of 13-year-old Ben Ownby, who was kidnapped last week, then found safe and sound in a St. Louis area apartment, say now that their son is home, they just want their lives to get back to normal.
He wanted to go back to school today. He was ready, but we're not quite ready for him to go back to school yet.
The police, meanwhile, aren't saying much about their investigation of the man they believe kidnapped OMB and another teenager 4 years ago. They say talking could jeopardize the case. The Dow up 26 points today. USA Radio Network News.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 1-800-556-0541. That's 1-800-556-0541. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 1-800-556-0541. 1-800-556-0541.
The Bush administration's official spokesman has again flatly denied the United States intends to invade Iran.
We're not planning on invading Iran. Instead, the strategy continues to be the use of diplomacy as a way of putting pressure on the regime in Tehran to do some things that are going to be very good for it and its people.
Meanwhile, the Secretary of Defense said today,
success in Afghanistan is our top priority. 37 NATO partners and allies with over 30,000 men and women in uniform are working side by side with the people of Afghanistan to ensure a more stable and prosperous Afghanistan.
Robert Gates says although violence in Afghanistan has decreased since the start of winter, attacks by the Taliban will almost certainly increase in the spring. Gates also says the number of terrorist attacks from Pakistan are on the rise. USA Radio Network News.
If you have an idea and need help protecting, marketing, and getting that idea to industry, call Synergy Consultants. We will give you a free invention kit that will help you understand how to protect and commercialize your idea so you can profit from it. Call for your free inventor's kit today, 800-557-5555. The inventor's kit is free and there is no obligation. 800-557-5555. Call now, 800-557-5555.
Not available in all states.
USA Radio Network's White House correspondent, Connie Lawn, says President Bush remains convinced peace is possible in the Middle East.
White House spokesman Tony Snow told us the president has always thought it is a priority to try to work towards a peace in the region. He thinks it's possible if you can get the basic conditions, which are for the Palestinians to adopt the quartet conditions and for the Israelis to work with that government so that you can provide secure borders for both sides and political sovereignty for the Palestinians. He said that continued to be an area of interesting concern, and we do think it can have positive effects throughout the region. Connie Lawn, USA Radio Network News, the White House.
Russian officials say unidentified foreign partners have warned them of a possible terrorist attack against the country's public transportation system. There's more news at usaradio.com. Dennis Martin reporting. USA Radio Network News.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For a limited time, you can sample the GCN Live member streams and archives. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the Sample Members Area button and get a free username and password. Find out why many others are subscribing at GCNLive.com.
Okay, and we're back. I'm Jeff Rentz. Glad you're along tonight. Do visit our website at rentz.com. That's R-E-N-S-E.com. News from around the world, around the clock, 8 days a week, 26 hours a day for you to consider, to factor into your life's equation, and help all of us hope it's a much shorter road than it ought to be. Let's just put it that way. David John Oates is with us, the master of reverse speech. We've heard some amazing things the first hour, as we always do. Looking forward to more. And if you're skeptical about this, honest skepticism is encouraged, always invited. Do go to reversespeech.com. Nearly 7,000 examples of this amazing discovery there for you. And if you can't figure it out after viewing several hundred of those and listening to them carefully, you'll see the text and you can listen. You're probably not going to. But give it a shot, and we always welcome folks who want to come along as long as their minds are still open. But the proof is in the pudding, and when you hear these things, especially if you ever get the chance to hear David John Oates in person with his laptop computer and speakers in a room, I mean, they may sound clear to you now, but they are scary clear when you hear them in person. Right, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we lose a bit of the quality playing it over the phone line, of course, but in person they're exceptionally clear. And if people want to hear me, Fletcher, I guess I should put a bit of a plug in. I'll be coming back to America in October, lecturing at a paranormal convention in the Grand Canyon. It's sometime in October, I can't think of the exact dates, but details on my website. Go to my website and go to the What's New or the Changes, Latest News and Updates section. There's the link to the conference in October. And you might want to sign up for that now. I hear people are already signing up for that all over the world. So,
Dave, back
in the States in October.
Yeah, Dave and Sharon Esther are putting it on. Of course, ghostweb.com. Stanton Friedman will be there. Earthquake expert Jim Berkland will be there. David John Oates is there. Lynn Kitai is going to be there, the Phoenix Lights documentary producer, and others. It's going to be Williams, Arizona, October the 19th. So we'll be hearing more about that as the year progresses. It's going to be a great get-together. Okay.
Yeah, it should be good.
All right,
I'm going to look at a couple of verses on Dick Cheney now. Okay? And this is from an interview he did on Sunday, 14th of January, talking about the troop escalation in Iraq. So let's run this forward first.
We took all of that effort that's gone into fighting the global war on terror, the great work that we have done in Pakistan and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia and across the globe out there, and saw it dissipated because the United States now decides that Iraq's too tough and we're going to pack it in and go home.
And here he says, fuck on the deficit. Okay.
Fuck on the deficit.
You hear that one there?
Little tricky on that.
Little bit tricky, yeah. The fuck con's a little bit soft, I must admit. Let's try it one more time. Yeah, maybe a little bit unsure. Anyway, the way I interpreted that reversal was this is all causing problems to the U.S. debt. I said, I don't know how much this war's costing, but it's got to be expensive, to say the least. So that's how I interpreted that reversal.
Right.
And here's another one on Dick Cheney.
If Congress passes a resolution opposing increasing the troops in Iraq, will that stop you?
It would be a sense of the Congress resolution, and we're obviously interested in it, what Congress has to say about it, but it would not affect the president's ability to carry out his policies.
See, that one, interesting forward, he's basically saying that if Congress says no, we're going to go ahead anyway. Okay?
That's in the
forward speech. And then when he talks about Congress, when he actually talks about the Congress resolution, he says, remark at this mess. And I think he talked about Congress remarking on the mess in Iraq. That's how I interpret that.
Remark at this mess. Remark at this mess. Remark at this mess. Remark at this mess.
Now, that one should be fairly clear. Is that one clear for you, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's just saying, you know, Congress is going to comment on it, and the fact that he uses the word mess is telling in and of itself. And This is the final one on Dick Cheney. Is well, just pretty much states their position.
Is there anywhere else, and specifically, because there's all this talk about, well, it's a democracy, would the U.S. consider backing another Iraqi?
I'm not going to get into that, Chris. We've got a good plan. We're just now beginning the execution of the plan.
And when he talks about beginning the execution of the plan, he simply says, yeah, so here we go.
Removing the gun. Removing the gun.
And again.
Removing the gun.
So that states his position very, very clearly. America has got to go in with guns and with force. It's a strain on the U.S. deficit, but we're going to do it anyway. That's how I interpreted those reversals.
And they did.
Yeah, all right. Let's look at a couple of reversals on Condoleezza Rice, shall we? And I got quite a few on her. I got two pages worth of reversals. This is when she was testifying toward the Senate Foreign Relations hearing January the 12th. This was a couple of days, or the day after, I think, George Bush made his speech. So. And the first one we're going to play is a puzzling one. We'll start off with another one first. Okay, let's run the thoughts.
The essential challenge, therefore, that threatens this process of national reconciliation, and that is the protection of their population from criminals and violent extremists who kill in the name of sectarian grievance.
And she simply says they're shattered to see it. And I guess she's talking about the Iraqi citizens are shattered to see all the violent extremists. And they're shattered. Yeah, so that's sort of is neither here nor there.
Right.
But here's a reversal that I don't know what it means, but it's concerning. Let's run this forward.
It is extremely important to have an effective and functioning government in Baghdad, and we have worked with them on ministries, on budget processes, on the technical assistance that they need to have a functioning government.
And this reversal says that the Nazis are tough.
The Nazis are tough.
The Nazis are tough. And again.
The Nazis are tough.
So if I look up Nazi in reverse speech metaphor dictionary, the description comes out as to dominate, to dictate one's will. So I don't know whether she's referring to Perth. To the American government as being Nazi-like in their attitude, I don't know. But it's a concerning reversal. Definitely concerning. So. All right, and now she's talking about relations with the allies in the Gulf region, and with another telling reversal. Here it is, Thorne.
At the broader point, is that we do have, and we have always had as a country, very strong interests and allies in the Gulf region.
So quite positive thoughts. We have strong interests and allies in the Gulf region, but in reverse we hear say, but I see a wall.
I see a wall.
I see a wall.
And again,
mm-hmm. I see a wall.
So I would say that's a wall or a block of some sort. To smooth relations. So she's seeing some problem there that has to be dealt with.
Sounds like it. Yeah, it does. I agree.
So it's not as smooth and rosy as she would have us believe. Okay. Now in this next reversal, lost my file. Hang on. All right, we just got to wait. I got to get my file back up again. The computer just froze up on me. Very frustrating. I'll get it going. Clearly in the reversals, there are some concerns there. Definitely.
Absolutely, and Ms. Rice now, of course, has a new second in command, John Negroponte, who is a long-time player in games of death and destruction and foreign intrigue. And it's pretty much an indication that it's a kind of a formal acknowledgement that she is a complete failure And to no one's great surprise, but she is still up there as the figurehead. But Negroponte is now right there, breathing over her shoulder every step of the way. So, anyway.
All right.
All right, stand by. We'll be right back with David in just a couple minutes from Australia. More reverse speech ahead. And especially, wait until you hear the reversals, if you did not hear them before, of the primary suspect in the murder of that young American high school girl in Aruba. They're amazing. All right, be right back with David after this. This is Jeff Rentz. Royal Raymond Rife was, without question, the most gifted medical scientific genius of our age. He discovered that most disease-related microbes die quickly when exposed to their own specialized resonant radio frequencies. The BCX-411 Rife-type frequency instrument has received the highest praise on several continents for its precision, simplicity of operation, and successful research experiment. The BCX, with its comprehensive manual, allows you to select the frequencies you wish to experiment with for the length of time you want to run them. The BCX handheld plasma ray tubes and RF radio carrier wave, like Rife used, are the absolute state-of-the-art in Rife frequency research. For full information and pictures, take the New Earth link at the top of Rentz.com. Settle for nothing but the best in Rife research with the BCX-411. Again, just take the New Earth link at the top left corner of Rentz.com.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, about a week ago, I ran a story from Aruba about that, what's his name, David? Christian something, was it?
Joran van der Sloot.
Joran.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the primary suspect, and apparently the police the police have getting closer to charging him, I guess, fully with the crime. If they haven't, I think I read they indicted him somewhere along the line. But anyway, he's the guy, obviously, with bloody hands, either figuratively or literally. And David was the first person to bring his apparent guilt forward on this program. And he did so via an interview that the kid gave, and the reversals from that were, I remember hearing the first time. They are stunning. I mean, this guy is just saying it up and down, backwards and forwards, and he's guilty. I never heard anything like it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was, they were pretty telling reversals. They really were, yeah. All right, so let's play some of them, shall we?
Yeah, indeed. And the story is still, officially the investigation's open. They don't know what happened. But this guy, at least in terms of reverse speech, is guilty as sin.
Yep. All right, let's run it forward. First off, here we go.
Because of them had a driver's license. But not all of them.
And he simply says back, was here, what a murder.
What a murder. What a murder. What a murder.
They don't come much clearer than that, Jeff.
No, I'll never forget that. And it's just a damn shame that these things aren't admissible in court in some evidentiary fashion. And certainly police have used them to try to track down suspects in the past. And I know you did try to get in touch with the family. I'm sure that law enforcement is aware of the program we did that night. I don't know how they could not be. The reversal is just stunning.
Yeah. Here's one that's even more direct. There it is, Ford.
To a blackjack table and sitting down. And I remember her and her friends coming up to the table.
And here he says, I snuffed her murderer. So you've got two sentences. I snuffed her, then the second sentence, her murderer.
And again.
There we go. That's very telling, that one.
Yeah.
And here's another one. There is guilt, you saw, I believe, reversal.
That will clear me. That's the one thing that will clear anyone else involved with it that doesn't deserve to be.
What? And here he simply says, dead near the water.
Dead near the water.
Then we have another one. He's actually describing the crime scene as what he did. And one I was going to play right then, and I just can't see it off the top of my head. Let's just go and get that from another file somewhere. We'll get that one out of a second. And here's one here. Let's run this one forward. It is.
Did Deepak get a job when 3 years ago? Where was he working?
He was working at an internet cafe.
And here he says, yes, I got rid of the clothes we had.
Yes, I can't remember the clothes we had. Yes, I can't remember the clothes we had. Yes, I can't remember the clothes we had.
Okay, so he's basically confessed his whole crime. Yes, I did this. It was a murder. I snuffed her. I got rid of the clothes that we had. And then we have this reversal here.
And why that be? Because we're driving towards our hotel. That's just, and that was just the one place I wanted to get out.
And this one says, had sex there.
That's just
the sex wasn't quite so clear in that one, but anyway, still there. And here we have another one.
What was your intention at that point? To have sex with her?
That was my intention.
Well, he did have sex with her. And here he says, I am so bad.
I am so bad.
And they're still looking for the body. They have not yet found the body. And
he's talking about wanting to get rid of the body backwards.
That's what he told the police, and I was like, you know, that's what now, if you also look back at that, you're like, I mean, that's horrible. They got arrested and held for.
And here he says, want to see.
Now, if you also look back at that, you're like, I mean, that's horrible. They got arrested and held for.
And here it says, want to seal the body.
You want to seal the body.
You want to seal.
I mean, they're pretty stunning reversals of guilt.
I've never heard anything more profoundly amazing in all of the reversals about crime or criminality than that.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And let's play that first one again.
All right, stand by, David. I think we're heading into a break right now, so let's pause just for a minute if we can. And we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. I think we're about ready to go to a break. How are we doing there in the studio? There we are. I thought so. Okay, excellent. All right, David John Oates is my guest, and we urge all of you to go to his website at reversespeech.com, take a look around and listen in and be amazed. And if you want to do this yourself, you can. And we'll tell you how to do that as well when we come back in just a couple minutes.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal form, it's like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Used for serious illness in Asian hospitals and medical clinics for decades, far infrared technology is now available here in MPS Global's Brilliant Rainbow, the world's finest lightweight portable far infrared instrument available only at New Earth Health Solutions. Far infrared expands capillaries and immediately increases blood circulation. It greatly helps detoxify and promotes tissue and bone regeneration and brings wondrous heat and relief for arthritis. Far infrared stimulates the entire immune system, promotes the destruction of countless bacteria, viruses, viruses, funguses, and parasites, and increases critical body enzyme activity and metabolism. It's clearly shown to stimulate the cardiovascular system and is used for just that by astronauts during space missions. Our beautiful Rainbow Far Infrared instrument produces luxurious, healing, penetrating warmth through its exclusive, patented, high-performance carbon fibers of man-made diamonds. Take the New Earth link at the top of Rents.com to see the Far Infrared Rainbow, exclusively at New Earth at the top of Rents.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We're back with all of you folks, and David John Oates, live from Australia. Okay, David, what do you want to play next?
Well, I was just going to play that one more verse on Euro and Vandersloot that I played first off, and then we might move on to some other stuff. I've got lots of other reversals here to play. But anyway, here's the first reversal I'll play on Euro and Vandersloot again.
Because we haven't had a driver's license, but not all of them.
And this one says, what a murder.
What a murder. What a murder.
What a murder. They don't come much clearer than that, mate.
No.
It's a pretty amazingly clear reversal. All right. Well, why don't we look at one on Hillary Clinton here.
Do we have to? Gee.
Yeah, here she's talking about the need for a new leadership.
Need a new leadership.
And she says, I surely would fit in.
I surely would fit in.
Now that, you see.
I surely would fit in.
That's hysterical.
You like that, dude?
Oh, that's hysterical.
It is, isn't it?
That's too much.
Yeah.
What an egomaniac. Jeez, You guys out there heard her speak forward, and then you heard the reversal. Now, again, you're not going to hear it any more clearly than that. Now, she's not talking about ham and cheese sandwiches. She's not talking about a vacation in the Adirondacks. She's talking about her ego, both forwards and backwards. You hear it? That's called contextual relevance. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Here it is again. Here it is forward.
Need a new leadership.
Backwards, I surely would fit in. Oh, oops, sorry. Here we go.
I surely would fit in. That's your name, was Dave.
And again.
That's your name, was Dave.
There you go. That's pretty plain and apparent, that one. There's no doubt about that. Here's an interesting little reversal we found on Kissinger, on Gerald Ford's funeral. That's a bit of a strange one, actually. If I can just, I have it here. No, I can't see it at the top of my head. Well, isn't that strange? I had it right on my desktop. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll do another one then. We'll look at a couple of reversals on music. I always try to play some music reversals, and here is one. Well, now you know what, I've got all my files all organized here, and here's one I'm looking for. This is on Mariah Carey with the run. And incidentally, the reason why I play music on the shows is that when I'm training students, that's the first thing I get the students to find, is to find reversals in music. For some reason, they seem to be easier for people to hear. And a lot of people know about reverse speech only by the controversy surrounding reversals in music. I mean, there was a big controversy back in the late 70s and early 80s of alleged satanic messes in rock and roll. And that was what people were actually hearing, was the very first signs of this reverse speech phenomenon that occurs not only in music, but more significantly, of course, also in speech. But anyway, here's a couple ones on music. Here's Mariah Carey. And back when she says, "Yes, I am a woman now." Yeah, there it is. That's a pretty clear reversal, I think. There we go. Here we go. And let's look at one on, let me see. We're going to go to, for some reason I can't get access to my music reversals. Okay, so here we go. Let's look at a reversal on a child. This is a small child, and she's calling her pet dog. And then back when she says, "Here he comes, here he comes." Here we go.
Here he comes.
And again.
Here he comes.
Pretty good reversal.
Yeah,
I like that one. I love kids' reversals.
Yeah.
They're really, really cute. He'll play it again. Here it is, Fours calling a dog.
Fluffy.
Here he comes, here he comes.
Here he comes.
And once more.
Here he comes.
And here's another child who is, with great excitement that she got the whale she wanted for her Christmas present. So she says, "I got the whale." Here it is, forwards. That was forwards, "I got the whale." And backwards she says, "Water was it." And the connection there, of course, is what do whales do? Whales swim in water. So, you've got that connection there. Here's an interesting reversal on an advert for Ford motor cars. Let's run this. Ford, built for the road ahead. And we have a reversal that says, "I can run with the flake." I'd like to know whether that ad worked, because the reversal implies an opposite meaning to what the ad's trying to communicate.
Or might it not be the man doing take number 73, and he's sick of it, and he's talking about doing it for the money, and this,
yeah.